I'm expecting a challenge first and foremost. I'm really looking forward to it. I think the expectations this season are to improve on last season. We want to be pushing in the top half of the table and maybe an outside chance of the playoffs. We're going to be moving on to a more full-time program, so a full-time training program where we get to work with the players more and hopefully attract good players too onto that because of that full-time model. And yeah, really, really trying to get the fans I'm back in the seats and enjoying the football.
Are you ready for the challenge that the fans will expect from you?
Yeah, I certainly am. I think as a new manager, you've got to show what you're about and win over the fans. And that's done by, firstly, performances on the pitch and then by winning games. I'm under no illusion of that. So the more games you win, the more the fans will buy in, and the better football we play, the more they'll want to come and watch the game. So yeah, I've got a big job to win them over. I think as a new manager and a young manager, you've always got that challenge. But yeah, one I'm looking forward to.
And talking of expectations as well, Anthony, moving from being a coach to being a manager doesn't always work out for people. Yep. You look at Dermot Drummy, maybe at Crawley, who didn't quite last the season. Yep. Very well-respected coach. Yep. Does that hold any sort of challenge for you?
Yeah, I think it is. I want to try and prove that you can do that. I think there has been other managers who have done that before, especially from academy football. When you look at certain examples, sort of higher and the higher in the leagues, but I think this is a good chance for me to show that you can go from coaching into management. And I'd like to think that if you're doing your job as right as a coach and as a developer anyway, you are managing players. So I think managing teams, managing players is very similar in being a leader in any field. And I've got to make sure I get that across to the players that we've got and the staff and everyone. So we're all working together to try and achieve that. But yeah, it's certainly going to be a challenge, and yeah, can't wait.
And August the 5th is the big kickoff day, and I'm sure you're very, very excited about that. What are your plans between now and then?
Yeah, well, we're going to start pre-season as early as we can, which would be sort of the last week of June, leading into July. We're going to have a real tough pre-season, a real hard pre-season where we work properly, tactically and technically, as well as physically, to prepare the players with some good pre-season games and really make sure that we are firing on all cylinders and ready for that game.
And what type of manager do you see yourself to be? Will you be very different from what you've been as a coach?
No, I'll be exactly the same person. Yeah, 100%. I'll be enthusiastic, intense. I'll be trying to get the best out of the players as much as I can. Yeah, I won't just suddenly become and take this job and change what I'm about. I'll do exactly what I've been doing for many years and develop and improve as I go, and I'll have to adapt too. But yeah, I'll stick to my own principles and philosophies and really play that we want to play.